Okay, item three is a rezoning for 443 Spence Street under file DAZ224-2008. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing and the following items will also be heard at the same time, namely item four, an application for conditional use for 443 Spence Street under DCU 125395, 2008D. Item 5 is an application for a variance for the above-mentioned property under DAB 125415 2008D. And call the applicant Michael Robertson forward. Just right there.
Welcome.
Thank you. Yes, please. Yeah. So the first item is Diane Reska is going to present a series of new letters of support in addition to those we've already submitted for this project. Included among those are Spence Neighborhood Association, University of Winnipeg, Family, Pregnancy and Support, in addition to a number of community residents. But I'll let Diane speak to that in depth. The second item I want to talk about is the floor area. When the Planning, Property and Development Department assessed or set the limit for the 3,500 square feet, they didn't include the basement in that number. So we'd like to have that reflected in the condition that limits the size. Now it would be at 4,400 square feet, given the basement is approximately 900 square feet in size. The third is just to say that we are in complete agreement with the assessments and recommendations supplied by the Planning, Property, and Development Assessments. And the reason for that is I want to speak a bit to our experience in the community in terms of informing them about what this development is about. Obviously, the sign's been posted for, you know, weeks now. And Mumaway has gone door to door in the community, in addition to having a community barbecue to inform people what it is that we're doing. One of the things that we found was some confusion around what it is that we actually propose to do in that facility, that it's not a commercial use, it's not a business. That the reason that we're applying for that commercial use is to have that conditional use of the social service. So business is not included, but there were a lot of good points we heard in terms of people being protected from that commercial kind of scale of developments, and we completely agree with that. And I think that the reason why the planner's report is so appropriate is that in terms of limiting the size of the thing and the scale of it, in doing the assessment of our parking plan and putting the plan approval as condition and prohibiting those uses that are commercial sales and services, they have done that in protecting the community from business applications that the community's been against. So that's just kind of the overview in terms of where we're at.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Just wanted to talk a little bit about the Mama Wichita Center and what we've done to date in terms of being in the Ellis and Spence Street neighborhood. We have been operating a family resource center to community care center in the Ellis Spence area for 8 years now. And we have a long history as an organization, being 25 years old this year, of really being part of the community, not in a, you know, in an unfit way, but really part of becoming good neighbors and doing a lot of community work. So the Family Resource Support Center will have about 5 staff and about 30 residents, give or take, in the building at any given time. And we'll be offering a variety of community, individual, and group support services for anything required that families need at that time. We have 2 other locations in the inner city of Winnipeg at 318 Anderson in the North End, as well as 800 Selkirk. And that, again, is a just want to highlight those as we celebrate, again, really being part of that community and not in an intrusive way, but more so we bring a lot of revitalization, stability, and stability in neighborhoods. We have been not only in the Ellis Bend Street area for the last 8 years. We've been looking to purchase property and really secure our roots in the area to, of course, alleviate operating costs in order so we can provide more services. So we've been looking in this area for the last 3 years, and we're able to receive funding, be the recipients of federal funding, which we all know is really hard to get at, even at the best of times. But it is time limited to March 31st, 2009, and I think that that's really it's been a factor in all of the work we've done with looking at property, with making offers on property. We, in the last 3 years, have made a couple of offers, and being nonprofit and not being able to respond as quickly as a private sector, we really don't really have a competitive edge. So having the opportunity to work again with the University of Winnipeg and the Spence Neighborhood Association, 443 is a real gift, and we really hope that we can continue to build those relationships with the community and do the work that Mungwe is well known in doing for the last 25 years. So,
where have you been for the last 8 years in the neighborhood?
We've been at 743 Ellis, and that rent was just way too much, and we locked ourselves in a 7-year lease. So now we're at 780 Ellis, and that's temporary. So we've gone to half of the square footage and had to reduce service because we're not able to even rent anything in the neighborhood that has enough space in order for us to do the kinds of activities that Mungwe does. I would just like to note that in your packages that was sent to you previously, that we submitted letters from 80 residents and 3 organizations previously, and I'd like to add 3 more organizations and 16 residents as part of that. So, and what we have, just in conclusion to my presentation, we've really had a wonderful time going door to door and meeting many, many people over the last week or so. We started that July 8th. Spent many hours in the evening and during the day and really getting to know people. And if there's anything at this point that is loud and clear to us as an organization, is that we the community really needs us in terms of the support services and the resources that we can bring to the neighborhood. So thank
you. Did you find any opposition at all in the community?
No, not when we were going door to door. There's lots of questions about what we were going to be doing. Again, as what Michael said, there was a number of misconceptions out there that we were going to be a treatment facility, a halfway house, and whatnot. So that's why we felt it was really, really important to go door to door and spend time with people and talk to people about who we are. And then we wanted to wrap that up in a community barbecue celebration as another way. This is what it could look like when we're here. And we opened the doors and had everybody tour the building and get to know us even more so.
Very good. Thank you. And I
assume Jennifer Rattray is going to speak.
Please. Yes.
Hello.
Perfect timing. I would just say that the University of Winnipeg is in full support. We are very excited about the possibility of Mamawe coming so close to the university. We, as you may know, operate the Wichibaganak Learning Center, which is a community center, and it's literally footsteps away from where the Mamawe facility would be, so we see a lot of complementary things that would be able to happen. And for some of the young people at the Wichibaganak Learning Center, we see hundreds a week. There are services we just can't offer them at this point that we know are desperately needed, so this would really help us be able to supply the fullest support for those young Indigenous people in our community. I would also would very much like to add that Mamawe is a stellar organization within the city and within the Aboriginal community and just has a stellar reputation. So we are, again, really excited about this possibility. And I guess just finally that we really feel that Mamawe will contribute to the neighborhood and also to the university, and that the strategic direction of the university charted 4 years ago, we really feel that this is very complementary, and we hope to add additional partnerships with Mamawe should this opportunity be able to occur. So thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jennifer.
I can call up the
Annetta Armstrong, just registered in support. Thank you. Patrick McLean, in support. Thank you. Jesse Campbell, in support. Thank you. Cheryl Parks, in support. Thank you. Bonnie Corin Thompson, in support. Thank you. Pat DeJarlay, in support. Joan Hay, in support. Larry Woodshare, sorry if I pronounced that wrong, in support. It's up to you if you want to speak.
An audience of Larry.
You'd be disappointed if you didn't speak.
No,
Larry.
I didn't want to disappoint you.
Welcome, Larry.
Thank you. I've been at Mamoui now for a year. I've been a resident of the West End for 8 years. And I just wanted to just say a few words of that. For the first time in my career, first time in my personal life, I found a very good fit within Mamoui, within the agency, within the neighborhood, and the things that I'm doing. For you that know me, I've done a lot of advocacy in the past, and I think the kind of work that Mamoui wants to do, the reason even for wanting a house in that area is part of the philosophy of creating a welcoming environment. And I think I was part of that searching for properties, and it was tough in that area. And there's a lot of speculators and a lot of things that Diane mentioned that just as a nonprofit we can't be competitive about. I guess a couple comments, quick comments. Spence Street, I was part of the door knocking. I know the area. I've worked in the area with ICANN. I've been a board member in the past. And I think, and both Harvey and Jenny will know that there's a lot of need in that area. It's next to the West North End, it's the second highest population of Aboriginal people. And even on that street, there's 21 rooming houses on that street. And I think there's a lot of people there that we know we can help, and I'm sure we will be able to help. And once we start building our presence in that area. So having said all that, I just want to say thank you for allowing me to speak, and thank you very much.
Thank you. Sean Murphy.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Sean Murphy. I'm a resident of Spence Neighborhood. I live on Spence Street. I've been a volunteer in the area for Spence Neighborhood in its infancy, so around 97-ish. So I've been involved heavily. So it's basically my home before I even bought a house on Spence Street. I'm also a University of Winnipeg student for the past 5 years, taking the six-year plan. And it takes a while. And so when this was proposed, and I walk down the street every day, and I go to university, and I go to work, and my friends come to see me, I just felt that this was not correct for Spence Street. I didn't feel as good for it's taking 10 steps behind when we were trying so hard to make it developed and everyone belonging to that community. So in my view, that's not good for the street. I like the organization. I just feel it's not good on Spence Street. I feel like it would be something that would draw too much attention to the street, and you don't know who's going to be on the street, and you lose the eyes that you know are familiar to you when you walk down the street. Sorry, it's my first time presenting to a board like this. Okay. A little intimidating. So for me and my friends and people I've talked to, they don't like the idea of this. They like the organization, but they feel it's not the right place on a residential street. Even though it's on a corner, it's really not on a corner. There's still a apartment block there. And I've had a lot of discussions with community members that I know that don't like this. They're not really in favor of this. They like organization, but they just don't want a commercial zoning on our street. You know, sometimes organizations like these want to change, that's fine, but then we're left with a commercial building on our street, and that's something I don't want to turn into a massage parlor or something like that, right? So I prefer it to be state residential. And that's it, yeah. I've been resident since 2004, University of Winnipeg student, and a volunteer Spence Neighborhood Association since 97, and my mom is one of the organization started or Spence Neighborhood, so I don't understand why I went this route, but I just feel it would not be very good for the street. So I made a little flyer so you can pass it around. there, I think there's other opportunities on the street. I'm actually a business owner too on Sargent. We moved to Ellis. So I also own a small business, and I just feel that it wouldn't be great. I know there's other opportunities on Sargent and Ellis for these kind of those great houses and great commercial opportunities that just don't belong on a resident street. So thank you very much.
Any questions?
Oh, sorry,
you have a question. Yeah. I was just going to ask, did you have a chance to see the planner's report at all?
Yeah, I looked at it. Yeah,
because there are some, just to reassure you a little bit, is there are some prohibitions.
The other thing, too, I don't like is, you know, like, the more eyes that you know that are on the street, the more comfort level you have, and mm-hmm. so do the residents of that street. And when you have eyes that you don't know, or community members that you don't know, it's the comfort level changes the whole dynamic of the street.
Okay, I just wanted to know if you'd actually
sure.
seen
yeah,
that,
no,
too.
Yeah.
That's another issue. That's a different issue. Sure.
You know, any change at all, some people are afraid of. Okay?
It's not just afraid of change.
Just because they know what they have now.
Right.
And they think things could get worse. I mean, are you really very serious about your opposition?
Yes, for sure. Yeah. Okay. I am. I know there's other opportunities. I'm a business owner, like I said. I fix computers and sell computers to pay for school, right? On Sargent. And I know there's a bunch of opportunities on Sargent, Ellis. All on the streets is opportunities for finding commercial. You can even look right now on MLS and you can find some. So I don't understand why this is going on a residential street, on my street, my home. So.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Can I ask
a
question? Did you speak with people going door to door at all?
I actually was one of them that went door to door in opposition.
I want to make sure you're fully informed. And
we have a list of opposition people that don't agree with it. And I was one of the people that went along door to door.
Okay,
thank you.
What business do you have?
ICIT. I fix and sell computers. Small, just me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I should have asked if there was anybody else in support whose name I did not call out. Did you fill out one of these forms? So I called your name out for Scott. Okay. And your name is?
Blaine Harris.
Blaine Harris. Okay, I'll make sure that you're registered for this one. Did you want to speak to this one? Or just be recorded in support?
Support.
In support? Thank you. Okay. So continuing on with opposition, Richard Kathler.
My name is Richard Kathler. I own several properties on Spence Street and in other areas of Spence neighborhood. I've been providing rental housing in the area for 24 years, and I've served on the Housing Committee of the Spence Neighborhood Association since its beginning and up till about 2 years ago. Spence Street is faced with a new challenge. Four houses near the south end of Spence Street, commonly known as the University Houses, are going through a change of use. One of these houses is the property we are here to consider. These four properties were redeveloped several years ago by the University of Winnipeg as student housing. During that time, we enjoyed the diversity and stability that this population brought to the street. These four houses accounted for about 32 student residences. The university has vacated these buildings and is currently looking for purchasers. This is disappointing for the neighborhood and particularly for the residents of Spence Street, as we all hope that this housing would remain in place for a longer period of time. However, the university's needs and strategies have changed with regards to their student housing, and so we find ourselves facing this challenge today. The organization applying for rezoning, Mama Wichita, is no doubt a good organization, offering programs and support for Aboriginal members of the community. However, we cannot base our decision solely on whether the organization is a good cause. there are now and will continue to be good causes which will come to our community, and we must find ways to integrate them without affecting the safety and stability of the residential areas. The organization presented information and stated that they provide a program to 10 to 15 people per day, plus drop-in rate of 10 to 20, in addition to approximately 6 staff on site. This number matches and sometimes may exceed the number of people that all 4 of the university houses together account for. In addition, there are concerns from residents about safety, but we will not know who is coming and going. Unlike other neighborhoods where people recognize each other and are familiar with their neighbors. The application also includes plans for an addition to the building, as well as extensive interior alterations to suit their specific needs. This adds an element of permanence to the site, as well as absorbing almost all the available parking for staff, clients, and visitors. Organizations' needs and requirements can change, as did the U of W's. Staff, administration, and board members can change, and so if zoning is approved, the organization may choose to adapt the facility to alternate programming and uses, which again could impact on the neighborhood. These changes would not require approval by the city, SNA, or community if zoning is changed to C1B. During the time that I served with SNA on the Housing Committee, we consistently resisted applications for commercial rezoning and residential areas. Next to the property, 443 Spence Street on the south side, is a commercial parking lot. This parking lot came about as a result of a fire which destroyed the house. The property was sold, the house demolished, and converted into a commercial parking lot. This occurred just prior to the establishment of the SNA, and so there was no organized opposition to this. Now we are considering rezoning 443 to C1. This is what urban planners refer to as commercial creep. It now becomes easier to rationalize future applications, as we already have other C1 properties on the street. I believe it's important to keep commercially zoned properties from creeping into residential areas for several reasons. First, to ensure the integrity of the residential areas to maintain safety and encourage a feeling of a neighborhood. The housing stock in the Spence neighborhood is one of 2 areas of established housing immediately adjacent to the city's downtown, and I believe this should be maintained intact now and for the future. During the process of community revitalization efforts, our local commercial areas tend to be overlooked, and so it should be considered that we encourage and support our local business and commercial zone. And with that, I am attaching a list of the commercial properties which are currently for sale or lease within the Spence area. I thank you for your patience and consideration of the information I provided, and hope you are able to support the residents of Spence Street in their pride and sense of neighborhood. Thank you. Yeah, I believe it's a single-story, I think it used to be a club.
So well, that was the Delta Club.
Yes.
Okay. Could you see any time some practical use in having a commercial property in the residential area? For, you know, for neighborhood.
My experience,
profit, neighborhood, educational, is that not supporting people who need help?
I don't think anybody's opposed to the concept of providing help for people. I don't think that's really ever come up when I've spoken to anybody. It's the concern about introducing, getting the foot in the door kind of thing there. I think that's what most people appear to be concerned with. They didn't want to introduce that element of having the commercial because they felt that it would continue at some point in time through other avenues or other organizations.
People can cite it as a precedent, but it doesn't have to be, you know?
No, I understand
like, you know,
that.
That argument always leaves me cold, you know?
I've been through several hearings, and a lot of times we've been through, like, conditional use. So you have an initial interest where everybody comes out and either supports it or against it, and then in 3 or 4 years it's revisited. But it's never dealt with to the same level as it was initially. So a lot of times these things are just passed on, and we're stuck with them.
If it was a private firm wanting to establish a restaurant or something of that nature intruding on the residential neighborhood, this doesn't strike me as something that it looks like it will help the neighborhood, because there's a lot of people of Aboriginal descent, and it seems to be useful.
I believe their function is very useful. Again, I want to answer.
You just want them on a commercial property.
I believe I'd like to, I'd like them to explore that a little bit more. And I know they've been at it a long time, and these things are not easy. It's not easy to get the right fit. But Spence neighborhood, as you know, has been through a lot. It's come a long way. I think we need a win-win. I think we need to make sure that it's dealt with so that everybody is able to feel that they've achieved what they need and are able to live in their homes the way they want to. I've spoke with quite a few people. They are concerned about introducing that.
Have you gone to the door? Have you held a meeting in the area?
I personally did not, but I have probably, I probably have about 20 or 30 tenants in the area. Quite a large number of them were concerned. Some were vehemently against it. Some were cautiously concerned. Again, it could be the change thing. I think what everybody's come to realize, though, is that we're not just dealing with the one house, even though we're here discussing the one house. So we're already... With the one house, we're probably having a load of, as I indicated in that, of probably what our four houses would have had. So we'll have people attending that property, which would amount to approximately the same number as would attend all four of the properties. So in addition, at a later date, those other properties would hopefully be put into residential use. So we would have a larger load on the neighborhood.
Thank you. Okay. Continuing on with people registered for our position, Sean Traynock.
Welcome. I've lived in a Spence neighborhood on Spence Street actually for about 10 years. And I've seen a great deal of change. A lot of it I've liked, and some has been not the greatest, but you have to take the good with the bad. But when it came to a commercial property coming onto our street, we felt like we were kind of left out of the loop. We never found out till like a week and a half, 2 weeks ago.
Where do you live?
On Spence Street.
What's the
504. And we don't have a representative from Spence neighborhood on our block. So we didn't even hear from them, and this has probably been going on for 4 or 5 months, and we never heard about it. So we took it upon ourselves to figure out what we could do, and we started a petition. And we passed. I went door to door, along with two or three other people, and we have representatives of 82% of the houses that are in opposition to this. And I have the petition. I have a map. It's in yellow. The yellow ones are colored are people, representatives of each house that are in opposition. The orange colored markers are vacant houses. And the other ones are people we couldn't get a hold of or were in favor of Mama Wade moving there, which are a great organization. But like Rick and them were saying, there are lots of commercial opportunities within our neighborhood still that can be looked at. And there are tenants, homeowners, and landlords all have signed all the pages. So. But we probably weren't represented, so we took it upon ourselves to try and, because we didn't really know what was going on. But we never found out until like 2 weeks ago, so.
Thank you. Continue with opposition. Alan Rutherford. I have a couple of concerns. One on the safety. The university found out from me a couple of years ago when they tried to close off Spence Street where the buses were going to go. I'm a retired city employee bus driver. And what this thing is, it's commercial property in the middle of the block, and they say it's going to be so many people in there. We have social services on Ellis Avenue where people are hanging out up the front street, third bombing. We definitely don't want this on Spence Street. People hanging around and liable to open somebody's gate and sit in somebody's front yard. Most of the people on our street are immigrants. Right next door is a Chinese lady. She's probably scared right out of her mind right now. She doesn't speak that great of English. My main concern is safety. And we have it, as it is with the rooming house, we have a transient population. We're going to have more of a transient population.
Well, you see any good at all with the project?
I've seen it. Great idea, but it's not the right location. Ellis Avenue, Sargent Avenue is perfect. But not Spence Street. We have kids going to university, walking through there, and we have this transient right three houses from the university.
But Spence
can't State happen.
But Alan, the Spence Neighborhood Association is supporting it.
Apparently it didn't go to the board. And the people in that zone are not representative, and I live in that zone. And we did nothing, we didn't know this was going to be a change in this neighborhood.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. No further questions?
Those are all the people I had registered for opposition. Is there anyone in opposition whose name I did not call? Seeing none, for information, we have Tom LaValle.
Did you want to change that for support?
In support? Okay. I will change that for in support. Did you wish to speak or no?
No, that's fine.
Okay. Thank you very much. Is there anyone whose name I did not call that wants to speak? Seeing none, the applicant can come forward. Oops.
I was here for support, but am I allowed to say something to the lady she registered?
She had registered your name?
Yes, my name is Bonnie Thompson.
Okay, I'll just make sure I have your name here. I have your name. You can come up and speak if the chairperson.
Certainly, please.
Okay. Is all right with that here?
No,
yeah,
please sit here. I really can hear you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I just wanted to add, there seems to be some misconceptions with the Mumway Center. I myself started off as a volunteer. I work there now. But I've noticed Aboriginal being thrown around, but we're not just serving Aboriginal people. We take care of everybody that needs help, looking for help, and we'll help them any way we can. And we're not there 24 hours a day. We're only there 8:30 to 4:30 helping people. That's all we do. We don't turn anybody away. But I just wanted to add that we're not strictly for Aboriginal people. We help everybody. Thank you.
Any further? Thank you.
So if the applicant would like to come forward and speak in rebuttal.
Yeah.
The first thing I'd like to speak about is the properties on Sargent and Ellis. In addition to designing buildings, I am an instructor at the Department of City Planning at University of Manitoba. And we offered a studio here. We had five students in our master's or ED3 program work with Mom Wei over the course of the winter term, which starts in January, doing a needs assessment in terms of what Mom Wei is looking for, in terms of its size, in terms of layouts, green space, and then look at what properties are actually available. And so those who spoke in opposition are quite right that, you know, properties come and go off of the market all the time. The issue is the percentage of those that are actually appropriate to the use that Mom Wei needs in terms of its size and accessibility. The next thing is the timing of it. And we have a window, and it's funded federally, but until that agreement was signed, there's no money in which to buy a property. And so we have signed an agreement, then we have a few weeks to actually find a property to possess it. And so the problem is that, yes, there are properties available, but based on timing and availability, this is the option. We went, you know, we saw three or four properties come and go that we were really interested in, we just couldn't make offers on, and one we're in serious discussions with. So that's, you know, so that, you know, I think it was Richard or whatever is right. It's not easy to get the right fit, particularly if you don't have money and you don't have time. And so when UW came to the table and said, we have this property, we'd like to look at it, it really was a gift, because we only have till March 31st, and those who are familiar with capital projects know that these is not much time to do a renovation addition before that's done, because our money runs out. So I wanted to speak to that really quickly. We talked about parking and the parking levels and the burden on the community in terms of we're getting rid of, I believe it's four stalls and replacing with three paved surface parking spots. And our parking plan has been approved by the city of Winnipeg. We've made a case for what that is, and it's been accepted. In terms of street levels, I want to talk about eyes on the street. And I don't believe that this is a safety concern, because this is not just a drop-in center. This is a staff facility that's there to look at safety of its users and its area. Normally, has no interest in seeing it be a negative presence in the community. A large part of Mamaway's reputation is built on their engagement with it being a positive, and that's part of the mandate. And so when we look at, you know, we can call them transient in terms of not being resident, but they are fairly consistent core group of users in terms of accessing the programs, accessing the drop-in. And so Mamaway staff gets to know who those people are. And they become volunteers in the facility, a lot of them do. And so they then start to become, you know, another vehicle for creating safety, assuming that these people are dangerous, right? Which I think is a fairly gross misconception of who the users are. I mean, the bulk of them are families with children who are trying to access support services. The next thing I want to speak to is just, we talked about the neighbor being scared, but we have a letter of support from 4545 Spence, who is our neighbor, for this project. Okay. And that's on record with the city. In terms of the zoning agreement, we talk about what might happen in the future with Mom Wei if things change and stuff like that. But I want to come back to the point again, I'm sure you're all aware of this, is that there are prohibitions on what we're allowed to do through the zoning agreement. And so if someone just can't come in and all of a sudden start selling, you know, clothes or offering commercial services. That's just not the way it's worded. And so I don't believe that this application makes it any easier in the future for a commercial service to come in there. So, I believe those are my key points. Any questions?
Thank you. I have no, that was the applicant in Regatto, so.
No, she's not the applicant. She was just in support.
Oh, there's more questions?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. So there are questions?
No, I don't think so.
Just clarifying, yeah. Because you're the applicant, you're
yeah.
The one that answers the questions after the presentations.
So. Yeah, you were speaking about it. So
you're speaking on behalf of everything you're using in favor.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you very much. And Councillor Smith, did you want to make a motion?
Move that the report of the public service be taken as read.
All those in favor? those in favor?
Aye.
Move the recommendation of the Public Service be concurred in and forward to the Executive Policy Committee via the priority.
Actually, it's through the Standing Policy Committee because there is opposition.
Okay.
Oh.
To the Standing Policy Committee on Harboring Development.
Well, we've concluded what
we've concluded the hearing plan, sorry. All those in favor of the resolution by Councilor Smith?
Aye. Aye. The following supporting reason be provided. Basically, I see this as enhancing the community. I don't think it's a commercial property that will be like trying to make money. It seems to me that this is a needed resource for the neighborhood, and it's far better located where it was the previous location. So I'm very supportive of this. I think it's worthwhile for the neighborhood.
All those in favor?
Aye. Move that public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
All those in favor? Aye. Please note that the committee's made a recommendation on this matter that will now proceed to council.
Madam Chair, just what Mr. Doney was going to do, if it's not too late, just realize there had been that comment made about the square footage, and we didn't make that change that you had sort of given a nod to, of adding 900 square feet for the gross floor area. And I'm not sure that's part of the conditions of approval here. And there had been some discussion about that at the beginning.
Oh, okay.
Is it possible to make that change
if
Councillor Smith wants to?
Yeah.
Because I think you nodded that you wanted to do that. We just didn't do that.
Okay. So we're changing that from 3,500. So it's an amendment from 3,500 plus 900 square feet. So we're talking 4,400 square feet is what it should read. Recommendation 1A2 should read 4,400 square feet. Okay, so that's a correction. Okay.
So it's approving it as amended.
As amended with that correction to it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Sorry, Glenn, I didn't mean to cut you off there. Please note that the committee's made a recommendation on this matter that will now proceed to council. No further representations are permitted, and all persons registered for the public hearing will receive notice when the matter is considered by council. Thank you. Now, item 4, relating
conditional. Move that the report of the resident public service be taken as read.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Move that the city public representation be concluded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Move that section 254 and criteria A, B, and D of subsection 2473 of the City of Winnipeg Charter set up below are satisfied.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. It's, consistent with Plan Winnipeg. ABC is very clear. Move that the recommendation of Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in.
All those in favor?
Move that the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Number 5, and I think
you can read that. Please note that the committee's decision with respect to this application may be appealed. Should you wish to appeal, information on how to do so will be included in the order issued by me, which will be mailed to all persons registered. 4 and 5, sorry. It's not very clear.
Okay. Aye.
Aye.
Page 4 or 5.
Move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Move that receive a full representation be concluded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Move that criteria A to D of subsection 2473 of the City of Winnipeg Charter set out below are satisfied.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Move that recommendation of Winnipeg Public Service be concurred.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Move that the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
I can read this again.
Yes, please. Sorry.
Please note that the committee's decision with respect to this application may be appealed. Should you wish to appeal, information on how to do so will be included in the order issued by the clerk, which will be mailed to